The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. We make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those Windermere boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly. My grandpa taught me how to live off the land, and his taught him to be a businessman. He used to send me pictures of the Broadway nights, and I'd send him some homemade wine. But he was killed by a man with a switchblade knife. For $43, my friend lost his life. I'd love to spit some beech nut in that dude's eyes and shoot him with my old 45, 'cause a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
We're on the air, folks. Thanks for joining us in this live program here on Monday, April 3rd, 2017. This show is entitled The Trump Phenomenon. My name is James Kelso. We invite you to call in live at 800-313-9443. And what do we talk about? Our subject, our principal subject, is the hottest subject on the planet, which is the Trump phenomenon. Everybody, France, England, Germany, Italy, Canada, Australia, and surely the United States is talking about it. If you watch news shows, it's sort of a cavalcade of Trump. with us tonight, we have my two co-hosts, Paul Fromm and George in Maryland. Paul, are you still in France?
No, I'm back. Just got back to Port Credit. Being back at my place for about half an hour.
Ah, super. Well, thank you for going to a great effort to join us tonight. And thank you for those efforts you made late in the evening in London and in Marseille, France, to join us in recent days. Well, and George, thank you for being here.
Quickly, James, Trump must be doing something right. He ticked off the right people today. So at the Washington Nationals baseball opener in Southwest D.C., somebody unfurled a huge banner in the right field stands that said, "Impeach Trump." But all the people in the left field stands booed.
Oh, great.
I don't know what sort of news you've been getting today, but when I was at the airport in Frankfurt, awaiting my flight to Toronto, I was there 3 or 4 hours, and the news on CNN, at least CNN for Europe, was all about the bombing today in St. Petersburg. It's the Russian government's calling it a terrorist act. Apparently, at least 10 people were killed and 40 injured. This is a bombing in their subway. I'm not sure because I've been flying for 8 hours, so I'm not sure if there's been any further update as to who the terrorist might be. But certainly Vladimir Putin is not much loved by Islamic terrorists.
Yes, a lot of news today, folks. Some of it horrific, like the bombing in St. Petersburg. That bombing underscoring and confirming what both Donald Trump and President Vladimir Putin have been saying about radical Islamic terrorism.
And let's hope nobody goes, the Ruskies had a bombing. They're our brothers, and they're our racial brothers. And we are in the same fight. So I hope everybody's on side.
Yes, of course. And the a blast that ripped through a train as it traveled between two central subway stations in Russia's second largest city, St. Petersburg, under the communist renamed Leningrad, right, on Monday killed at least 11 people, injured at least 30, and panicked the heart of one of the world's most renowned urban centers. It also cut across, this is political commentary here, this is the Washington Post. After you get back past the basics of the news item, when you get into the Washington Post's verbiage, boy, it's just better to move on to something else.
In some cases, not a whole lot different from reading the Pyongyang Daily Gimchi or whatever they published there.
Exactly.
Now, if you ever want to find out how much the New World Order hates you personally as a white America, just grab a copy of the Washington Post. Read the front page, read the second page, read the op-ed page. There's nothing in there except, "Dear Whitey, you stink. We hate you. We hope you die." That's what the Washington Post does.
Yes, and relating it back to the Bolshevik days, which are thankfully gone, at least in Russia. I guess we still have some Bolsheviks here in America, but it relates to an anecdote that I'm sure you're familiar with, Paul, and you can help me out here because your memory is better than mine, concerning the two, sort of like the Washington Post and New York Times of the Bolshevik days, which were Pravda. And the other paper is Izvestia. That's and right. The Russian saying was, "Pravda and Izvestia. There's no Pravda in Izvestia, and there's no Izvestia in Pravda."
Yes, because one was, I think Pravda is truth, and Izvestia is news. And the joke was, there's no news in Pravda, and there's no truth in Izvestia. In other words, they're all lying. And that was, of course, one of the good things about the Soviet Union, that fairly soon people no longer believe what they were told. And that's a problem we have in North America, and that's a problem Donald Trump had to address very very forcefully in the campaign, and I think with a great deal of success. He's got a lot of people focused on the fact that the lamestream media lies. They're not our friends. They're not doing the best they can. They are propaganda agencies who lie. They slant the truth. They slant stories, and perhaps worst of all, suppress stuff. You know, a black on white crime, seriously underreported. But you know, if a white person commits a crime against a black, assaults a black, or whatever, well, that's, you know, front page.
Authorities said the blast was caused by an improvised explosive device that went off in one of the cars as the train traveled from Sanaa Plashad about 2:40 p.m. The operator was able to get the train to the next station where authorities reached the victims. Pictures broadcast on Russian television showed that the doors had been blown out of the side of one car. Russia's Federal Security Service said the second device was found and defused at the station.
Good.
And now my wife, I haven't seen this, but my wife says there's video up. Many of you in the audience may have seen this, but there's video of the bomber and of the horrific event. So that news today, of course. Other news that is very important to us: Neil Gorsuch's nomination moved forward on a strict, straight party line vote. The Democrats being nothing but obstructionist, but their 9 votes on the Senate Judiciary Committee were insufficient to stop the 11 votes of the Republicans who showed solidarity in endorsing Neil Gorsuch. So this will go to a full Senate vote this week, says Mitch McConnell, the Senate Majority Leader of Kentucky. He and Chuck Schumer promises a filibuster, which means that the Democrats, again, will attempt to be obstructionists in stopping the nomination. The Republicans will then invoke the nuclear option, reducing the need for 60 votes to confirm down to 51, which they have. So McConnell promises by the end of the week, Thursday or Friday, we'll have 9 members on our Supreme Court, and a Supreme Court that looks more like the 5-4 pro-constitutional court that we had when before Antonin Scalia either died or was murdered. And the so that's very good news.
And another sounds like Heidi's not going to do her thing in North Dakota there, Jane.
Okay, now you've got news I don't have. What's happening with Heidi Heitkamp?
Oh, if she's going to vote against our nominee, I thought she was going to be an American this time.
Okay, well, you know, that might be good news for us here in North Dakota, because that should be the end of Heidi Heitkamp's Senate career. And so adios, Heidi, if you vote against Gorsuch, because North Dakota, which voted 2-1 for Donald Trump, will not take kindly to that kind of behavior from Heidi Heitkamp. And she's being bombarded by ads in North Dakota making that exact point. You say you're for the Second Amendment, Heidi Heitkamp. This is your test, because Neil Gorsuch is a strong Second Amendment man. Another piece of good news. And by the way, I think that's good news, actually, that Heitkamp is going to end her own career that way, George, because her vote isn't going to make any difference. The Republicans are going to get the nomination, are going to get the confirmation.
Very good.
All she's doing, you know, she's voting, I guess, to maintain standing among the... Well, it's said that Chuck Schumer is very feared by Senate Democrats. And she might be one of those people who fears him enforcing political correctness on the Democratic Party. Another piece of
news. Why not? He's a heavy-duty Marxist.
Yes. A real Bolshevik. A piece of just great news yesterday was when Rand Paul got into Donald Trump's limo and drove out to Trump National Golf Course on the banks of the Potomac near Herndon, Virginia, And I was unaware. I looked this up. There are a lot of Trump National golf courses, Westchester, New York, Palos Verdes, California, Miami, Florida. They're all over the place. But this one, just outside of Washington, D.C., 800-acre course that Trump bought in 2009 for $13 million, and is worth a heck of a lot more than that now. But what was wonderful is that Dr. Rand Paul, an eye surgeon, on this 18-hole golf course, spent most of the day with Donald Trump. And that's just music to my ears. It's something that, we've hoped for on this show. We thought, the Ron Paul movement, the Campaign for Liberty, this was the precursor to the Donald Trump revolution. The same people, the same energy. And so these two movements should be supplementing each other, should be working in synchronization. And this wasn't happening in the primaries. Rand Paul and Donald Trump really locked horns. And Ron Paul weighed in with some sharp barbs at Donald Trump. So I was very disappointed to see that. And I love what Rand Paul has done and what Donald Trump has done in realizing, both men realizing, to my eye, both men are realizing that the other is a great, great patriot with tremendous ideas. And when these two men work in harmony, wow, a lot's going to get done. I think Rand Paul is surely the best mind in the U.S. Senate. And there's some others. There are a few other really great minds. But this is tremendous news, what happened yesterday. I was just caught off guard by this round of golf. So we'll talk a little bit about that. And and here we go. And we'll open up the lines here to phone calls. Let me just see if any of you are waiting to talk to us now at 800-313-9443. The lines are open, folks, so give us a call at 800-313-9443. Paul, having returned from Europe, tell us a little of what you saw or what's happening. An awful lot of news there. The just concluded election in the Netherlands, where Geert Wilders came in wonderfully, a good showing in second place. His party gained seats. Marine Le Pen in the third week of April here, or fourth week of April, is going to be in a French first round election for the presidency of France. All sorts of good things happening in Europe.
Strong. I have to say, it's very encouraging. And there are now people sketching out scenarios how she might actually go all the way. The problem with the French system is this: they have a fair number of parties. I think there may be eight people running for president from parties from the nationalists, like. Front
there's
that.
Been several questions about the president donating.
Go ahead.
All the way over to the far left and the communists. So what happens is in the first round, to be president of France, you have to have 50% of the vote plus one. So in the first round, what's being done is to shake things out and see who will be the top two. And then the top two face off. I believe it's in late May, and then the winner obviously will have 50% plus one at least. And now, what happened back in 2002 was.
I hear the music, Paul. So let's we'll pause on that. Come back to Marine Le Pen and the movement in France right after this.
Okay.
We are are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to aroutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
PatriotPrepared.com carries the leading brands of storable food from Numana, Legacy, and Heaven's Harvest. Patriot Prepared. Our name says it all. We're dedicated to empowering you to be self-reliant and confident in any circumstance. Whether you want to be prepared in the event of an emergency or you're an outdoor sports enthusiast, PatriotPrepared.com has prepackaged meals and kits for your entire family. Legacy, Heaven's Harvest, and Numana are known for high-quality, great-tasting GMO free nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. Simple to prepare, easy to store, gluten-free and organic high-quality nutrition options with a 25-year shelf life. You can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. So go to PatriotPrepared.com right now to pick up your supply of high-quality storable food for your family, because it makes good sense to be prepared. That's PatriotPrepared.com.
We're back, folks. Paul is, Paul, you resume the narrative where you left off.
Yes. What happened in 2002 was that Jean-Marie Le Pen came second. And so there was a runoff between him and, if memory serves correctly, Jacques Chirac, who was center-right, an establishment guy from the get-go. Anyway, the entire French political spectrum, the socialists, the communists, the center-left, swung all behind Chirac, and he defeated Jean-Marie Le Pen fairly overwhelmingly. There was just no place, unfortunately, for him to grow. Things have changed, and a lot more middle and working class people have become disillusioned. They might prefer the now very, very discredited economic conservative Fillon, F-I-L-L-O-N. It turns out he's had his wife and several daughters on the public payroll going back to the 1980s, doing office work or something, but in fact, it would appear, at least that's the allegations, they did nothing. Well, this is exactly the old corrupt politics that a lot of people are fed up with in France, more fed up today than they were 15 years ago. And so there are writers now saying that there is a real chance that Marine Le Pen could go all the way. Yeah, now, you know, of course, this is still all up in flux, but that she's got a lot more issues going for her. There's the economic issues, particularly the fact that France is disadvantaged being a member of the European Union. A lot of decisions are made not by the French themselves, but by bureaucrats in Strasbourg or in Brussels. So these are issues that would pull in voters who might otherwise vote for a left-wing party.
Well, let me give you someone who is who predicted Trump and is now predicting Le Pen. And this is kind of flattering to this show, folks. There is a French sociophysicist. That's a new term for all of us, a sociophysicist. And that is someone, a social scientist who applies laws and principles of physics and engineering to our behavior. And Serge Gallam, G-A-L-A-M, predicted, he gave a talk in June of 2016 at the 7th Biophysical Economics Conference in Washington, D.C., and he said Trump's going to win. And he called his talk and his paper the Trump Phenomenon.
Oh, my gosh.
And
are we going through him?
No. Now, he is predicting now that Marine Le Pen will win. And he one of the principles, one of the things he uses as part of his logic is the intensity of support. And what Serge Gallam predicted about Trump, and he's now predicting about Marine Le Pen, is that those who support Trump, like us, and those who support Le Pen, like us, are passionate. And those who, in opposition, they're kind of drifting around, sucking their thumbs. And as a result of this, the polling is inaccurate. The thumb suckers will answer a poll saying, yeah, I'm going to vote for Hillary, but they don't. And the thumb suckers, Gallam is saying, they will answer the same way in France. So that he's saying the polls are off. He's saying that Marine Le Pen is going to win. Let me just play a little bit of his voice here. Here he is talking in D.C. He's a Frenchman, so there's an accent, and the audio is not that good. But at least you get this sound of this man presenting his thesis, the Trump Phenomenon, that will present that right after this break. Stay tuned.
Let's make a Ford and a Chevy. It'll still last 10 years like the show. Best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite. A 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite. Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. Our supplements is a great way to maintain and improve your health. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game. Life is too short to feel, you know what I mean. Stay in the game. At the top of your game with GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Again, GetTheTea.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop. Children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
We're back, folks, and we're introducing you to an unknown name in our movement who predicted the Trump victory and is now predicting Marine Le Pen will win. And his name is Serge, S-E-R-G-E, Gallam, G-A-L-A-M, an academic-looking guy, very professorial, lectures in blue jeans, and looks to be, I'd say he's in his 50s. I'll see if I can find more. But he says in his paper, The Trump Phenomenon, An Explanation from Sociophysics. And this guy is very technical. He's very good. Let me see if I'll just give you a little bit of it to show you how he's using science and physics to predict. He beat out all the other forecasters on the Trump phenomenon, predicting it very early. He said, let's see here. And here comes the open sesame of the Trump campaign. And I think this is being translated from French here by a machine, which develops along two successive steps. During a first moment, Trump's statement produces a majority of voters against him. But at the same time, according to the model, the shocking character of the statement modifies the prejudice balance. But his point being, then as infuriated voters launch intense debate. Oh, boy, this is being translated by a machine.
Yeah.
But he says the ongoing debate does drive towards a majority for Trump. And he says the model shows that to eventually win the presidential election, Trump must not modify his past shocking attitude. And he must instead appeal to a different spectrum of frozen prejudices, which are common to both Democrats and Republicans. Our way of saying it would be Donald Trump hit the bullseye, and he talked truth to power, and Serge Gollum says this works. He said in one of his PowerPoint slides, he says the shocking technique that Donald Trump made work is speaking intelligently to rational people. And now he's predicting. Let's go to the present here. He says that Marine Le Pen is going to benefit from the same phenomenon. Let me just see if I can find it here. He says, "Do you remember a French sociophysicist called Serge Gollum? You might, but if his name does not sound too familiar, his work almost certainly will. Back in the summer of 2016." When opinion poll after opinion poll was predicting a Hillary Clinton presidency, Gollum, a researcher at the French National Center for Scientific Research, that's their top school there in Paris, was pointing to an unlikely Trump victory. He wrote, the Trump phenomenon, according to a model of opinion dynamics from sociophysics, was in principle predictable from the start. He wrote in the Trump phenomenon. Gollum is at it again, applying his unique perspective based on combining methods from physics and statistical sociology to the French presidential contest. Whilst a quick glance at survey trends reveals that Le Pen looks almost certain to make it through the presidential election's first round, which is due to take place on April 23rd, all polls are indicating that she will lose in the second round on May 7th, a vote that puts the first round's top two candidates against each other in a one-on-one matchup. But for Gollum, the polls are missing out a vitally important factor, abstention, the act of restraining oneself from voting and how it impacts voter turnout for different candidates. In an interview with Politico, Gollum asserts that voter abstention, which could be as high as 30%, is likely to be decisive in the scandal-ridden campaign. And then quoting him, he says, obviously nothing is done yet, but Le Pen's election is becoming very likely. I'm taking a scientific view of this. She needs a turnout differential of about 20% to win. That is, her supporters show up 20% more than her opponents. In other words, as in one potential scenario outlined by Politico and Gollum, if Le Pen is projected to lose the second round, the runoff, by 41 to 59%, she could still win if 90% of National Front voters turn out against 70% for her opponent, for an overall turnout rate of 79%. And
this comes back to something that was going on during the American election, Jamie, and that was the use, I believe, by the establishment of polls to try to discourage Trump supporters. The idea that only 6 of 50 was it 6 or 51 or anyway 6 of a fair number 61 I think it was predicted Trump's win, and I think the purpose of that, I don't think these were necessarily all wrong, I think some genuinely made mistakes for the reasons that this professor indicates. But I think some were, I think they knew Trump was awfully close to winning. And what one of the things I think they wanted to do was to discourage a small percentage of his supporters. But if a small percentage just said, well, it's a good fight, but what's the point? He's going to lose anyway. I'll stay home. That could do it. So similar, if she can keep her supporters energized and believing that she had this time, the Front National could go all the way. I think that could make the difference. Certainly, the mainline parties do not inspire. And the one who might take votes from her, this guy, Fillon, who is a conservative Catholic, which would appeal to a fair number of her supporters, and is a hardline, well, almost a libertarian in terms of economics, which would appeal to some of her supporters, not all. He would appeal to people who know there's something wrong, dislike what's happening, but don't quite want to go Front National. Well, his campaign is just mired in garbage of his own doing.
Well, here's what Gallam says, and here's his sort of final take. He says, Gallam puts it this way. The polls show this. People who want to vote for Marine Le Pen are going to vote for her. And a lot of people will vote against her. But in that group, there is a lot of reticence. My approach for the National Front is different. What I'm doing is blindingly obvious. I just start from the principle that a voting intention is not the same thing as an actual vote, and I work from there. So the all these polls, you know, they just call somebody up at home and they say, who are you going to vote for? He goes, Clinton. I'm going to vote for Clinton. And that counts the same as somebody that calls you, a listener to this show, at home and says, who are you going to vote for? I'm voting for Trump. Both of those votes are counted the same, and they're not the same. That's what Gallam is. And he says, blindingly obvious. But that's the way the truth works so often, is that it's what's blindingly obvious. Is it takes somebody to point it out. Go ahead, George.
Yeah, gents, I love it. Let's have Marine Le Pen. But two summers ago, James, you remember, we had a couple of callers on this show that called up. We only heard from them once or twice. Come on, James. You know that Donald Trump doesn't have a chance. And we went on and on and says, no. Donald Trump has no chance. And everyone on the network, you know, strike your colors now. Give up now. And, Paul, you're right. So this is a fight over who's going to throw in the towel early. And I think the other side will.
Yes. Well, and in France, things have changed a lot in the 15 years since Jean-Marie Le Pen made it to the second round. One of the things that's changed is a growing disillusionment with the whole political structure. And as Marine Le Pen was saying very recently, French politics now is not about left or right. It's about patriots and not internationalists.
You're right. I mean, these people were tired of how many years of Sark the Shark did they have? They went from fairly prosperous France to having bombs blown up all over the place in huge camps of hostile Muslims in Brittany, forcing the locals to, you know, basically abandon part, you know, a lot of their property so they could be hissed at all day by the wonderful, additive people that we got from these lovely parts of the world. France is an unhappy place compared to 20 years ago.
Here's the latest news from France, from Marine Le Pen. The euro is a knife in the ribs of the French, says Le Pen. French presidential candidate Marine Le Pen told a political rally on Sunday in Bordeaux, not too far from where Paul was just recently, that the euro currency, which she wants France to ditch, was like a knife in the ribs of the French people. The leader of the Eurosceptic and anti-immigrant National Front also told the rally in the city of Bordeaux that the forthcoming election for president could herald a change in civilization. Encouraged by the unexpected election of Donald Trump in the United States and by Britain's vote to leave the European Union, Le Pen hopes to profit from a similar populist momentum in France, though opinion polls suggest she will lose the May 7th runoff. And then she goes on.
They have to say that. I mean, if the opinion polls say anything otherwise, then it is lost. Other side.
Le Pen says she would curb migration, expel all illegal migrants. I love that. Expel them all. And restrict certain rights now available to all residents, including free education, to only French citizens. So all these illegals are getting free education in France. I didn't know that.
Oh, it's
the American way.
Yeah, and I'll tell you another astounding thing. I just saw a headline with our friend Nigel Farage, who led the charge on Brexit, and he says he's happy to see the return of the British passport. And I pinched myself. I got to go listen to that report. Are you kidding? Britain lost its passport as it joined the European Union?
Yeah. People have an EU passport now.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, that's terrible. But anyway, the Brits are getting back their passport. Yeah.
We should all get our nickels together and each of us buy a British passport, Gene.
This is beautiful. I wish I had this on audio. The system, this is Marine Le Pen speaking. The system is panicking because it sees people are waking up. So there you have.
Oh, a sleeping giant in France, too.
But now see this. Go ahead.
Yeah, the comment she made, and I'm searching for the word that she used, but she said the battle in France is not between the left and the right. It's between nationalists and she didn't say internationalists, but basically those who favor the European Union and the New World Order people. And that brings on board a number of people who, on strict economic grounds, might not support her. People who are, she has taken over areas that used to be socialist and communist. These people now see that the international brotherhood of man is a crock a doo doo. They don't want their neighborhood to go Arab. You know, when I was in France the last few days on the street, on the corners of main streets in Marseille, it was not at all unusual to see an Arab beggars. And I know we do have the odd beggar in North American cities, but these look like primitives. In one case, a very odd, outside some sort of a Turkish outdoor restaurant, was an old woman leaning on a cane, and it was as if she was a reversed L. She bent straight over from the waist so that her face was facing the ground. She, of course, had a big long robe on and a hijab around her head. And she had she was shaking, but she had her paw out, and her paw was not shaking. And there was, I think it was a 50-cent piece, but I guess by way of encouraging people to lay some cash on her. And I was told by a Polish person who had lived in Marseille for 35 years that this was not the city she had come to 35 years ago. She said that the area down near the port, all sorts of store shops, dress and clothing shops and other things, are all owned by Frenchmen. Now it's mostly owned by Arabs, and it's dirty. It's dirty. It isn't Europe. Sure, it's Europe when you just look at the tourists, who are almost all white, and a few Orientals, but these are the changes wrought in France. Again, the French never had a say. They never had a referendum where it was put to them, look, we're going to change France probably within 70 years. There'll be a Muslim majority. How do you like them apples? Well, that never happened, just as it never happened in Canada or the United States when our elites decided to displace the European founding settler people with massive third world immigration. We never had it put to us, honestly, because they know absolutely darn well what to us, or to the even more patriotic French, honestly, it would be hell no. So that's why, at least in Canada and the United States, they have to beguile us with lies and slogans. You know, diversity is our greatest strength, and multiculturalism, you know, is a huge benefit.
Yes. Well, the folks, we got one more segment. We might be able to get a call in. And one last piece of good news before we go. We'll be right back.
Gotta keep my eyes from the circling skies. Tongue tied and twisted, just an earthbound mystic.
End time is not what you thought. In their new book, 122436, authors Mike and Cheryl Gilmore bring forth a startling new idea on the beginning of humankind, how life begins on Earth, and when our Creator concludes this age. In the book, 122436, three small groups of individuals, separated by thousands of miles, discover together the answers to the beginning of our universe and all the life it contains. Mike Gilmore is the author of five Levels of Power novels and the SLED Investigation series. Cheryl Gilmore is current state director in South Carolina for MUFON and brings a lifetime of experience with UFOs and related fields. As a team, their new book about life in the near future on Earth sets aside most people's religious and scientific beliefs. Available exclusively on Amazon in softback for $8.99 or the ebook price for only $2.99. Remember, Amazon softback $8.99, ebook only $2.99. 122436. Get your copy today.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear.
We're back, folks. There's a man with a in our concluding segment here. Looking forward to some great news this week, the confirmation of Neil Gorsuch to the Supreme Court. More good news from the Rand Paul Donald Trump embrace that took place on the Trump National Golf Course on an island in the Potomac River day before yesterday. Actually it occurred yesterday. And I'll end here with a little bit of, another piece of good news. The left has been trying to hurt Donald Trump and hurt our cause with their phony Russiagate story. Well, now, ooh, interesting. The truth is coming out. Some interesting names. Evelyn Farkas, the Obama Deputy Secretary of Defense. And you look at this woman, you go, Secretary of Defense? What's wrong with this picture? Well, anyway, she was urging people. She was working like a busy termite trying to get intelligence material leaked out against Donald Trump. And Susan Rice, this is the newest explosive announcement. Susan Rice, the former national security advisor, she has admitted that she requested to unmask the names of top Trump personnel in the gathering of intelligence, and that she was doing this for up to a year before Trump took office. So Donald Trump, when he said the Obama administration has been spying on me, he was absolutely right. And these people, this is criminal behavior on the part of Farkas and Susan Rice. I don't know whether they can be indicted for it, but they should. And so
they should. We need Rudy Giuliani to get named as the special prosecutor.
Yes. So Donald Trump has been vindicated here with this latest good news. And let's see. You know what? You were looking for a term, Paul, from Marine Le Pen's lips. And at her podium, here she is in Bordeaux. Her podium says, "Au nom du peuple," in the name of the people. And she addressed to a crowd in Bordeaux while you were in Marseille of some 2,000, mostly young supporters. She says, "Vote. We all feel it. We are at the dawn of a change of civilization." She says, "I want to make sure that young people, young French people, can live and work in France." And she outlined her policies. And then, but here's the term. She came up with this term here. She says, she attacked savage globalization. I don't know how that would read in French, but sauvage would be the adjective there. Savage globalization, which she blamed for ruining French industry and creating mass unemployment, adding that France is without control, without protection, without frontiers.
And I would translate sauvage as vicious.
And she says, "Let us revive the European idea in the diversity of the nations of Europe." Great thought on which to close. We'll pick it up again tomorrow night here on the Trump Phenomenon. Thank you, George. Thank you, Paul.
Hurrah!
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.